Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be an encouragement to you. Lord, I ask that you touch hearts, change lives through the preaching of your word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I'd like to read out of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. In this verse here, David had encountered, he was not king of Israel at this time, but he had encountered a great tragedy in his life. In verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, and every man for his sons and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." In the Lord his God. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David and his men had been away. And when they came back home, they found their homes were burnt down, their wives and their children and their possessions had been carried off by the enemy. And when the men saw that everything they had was gone, they became distressed and they began to weep. The Bible says until they didn't have any more might in them. Do you know today that disencouragement will disenable you? Disencouragement will disenable you. That's the reason our country is becoming so disenabled today, is because they have become so disencouraged. Of all the events and all the things, there's so much scandal and so much going on in our country that is disencouraging and making people disheartened. And when you become disencouraged and disheartened, you turn on your own. In other words, you got to find somebody to blame for what the enemy has done to you. David had lost just as much as his men did, but his men blamed him. And when you become disencouraged and downhearted, you got to blame. You look to blame somebody for your trouble. Is that not the condition of our country today? Everybody's looking to blame somebody else for the mess we're all in. But David had the remedy for the victory. He separated himself, and the Bible says he encouraged or strengthened himself in the Lord his God. It doesn't say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It says his God. Today you got to know that God is yours. And the only way you can know the true living God is you must come through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And he asked God what to do. God told him, said, "Go and pursue after the enemy, and you will recover all." See, when you encourage yourself in the Lord, God has a remedy and a plan for you. Today, I don't care what you're faced with, if you'll just sit down and encourage yourself in the Lord, turn off the TV, turn off all the your cell phones and all this stuff, and get in God's Word and let Him speak to you. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you what route to go. David, he told him to go and pursue, and he would recover all. And that's exactly what happened that day. He got his men together. You see, when you encourage yourself, you can bring the rest of the people, the ones around you, you can get them encouraged. You know what? It was one man encouraged himself. We're looking for multitudes to come. And I'm telling you, it don't need to be a multitude. If you will encourage yourself in the Lord, if I will encourage myself in the Lord, we can change the people around us. Just takes the one standing in faith. One plus God is always the majority. Let me say that again. One plus God is always the majority. With God, that's who we're depending on. And David pursued. He overtook the enemy. He got all of his family back, all of his possessions, plus what the enemy had. See, God will lead you to the place, and he'll let you recover all. And not only will you get that, but God will give you a bounty on top of that. Let God lead you today. Encourage yourself. Stop right now and say, "God, help me. Show me what to do." Cast out all the doubt and fear and believe God for the victory, and he'll give it to you. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that David did this, and this was 2 days before he became king. Thank you that you had the victory for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.